This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. All praises due to Allah who has guided us to this way, and who would not have been able to guide ourselves had not Allah in His infinite grace and mercy chosen to guide us. All praises due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Islam. وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. He has chosen you. If you're Muslim, you should understand you've been chosen. We say there are 1.7, 1.9, 2 billion Muslims on earth. Alhamdulillah, that's a lot of Muslims. But there are 9 billion people, which means Muslims are a small minority, relatively speaking. 2 billion out of 9 billion. So why do we say this? We say this to say, again, if we are Muslim, if you are Muslim, you've been chosen from those 9 billion. Not everyone is chosen. The majority is not chosen. So it's a minority. So it's a very special and select group. We've been blessed, so we've been blessed with Islam, when the majority of people on this planet have not been blessed with this deen. Because we've been blessed with Islam, we've been blessed with the Quran. Because we've been blessed with the Quran, we've been blessed with a moral vision. But that vision is not always clear. The angels had a vision for humanity. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And when your Lord said to the angels, verily, I'm placing a vicegerent in the earth, they said, will you place therein one who will work corruption, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا, and will shed blood, وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ, while we sing your praises, وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ, and we exalt and we extol and glorify you, glorify your holiness, وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. And Allah Ta'ala responded to them, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what you do not know. So the angels are looking at their experience with the jinn. So Iblis led his rebellious forces of the jinn in wars against angels, destructive wars. And so the angels are thinking, this human, he's going to be like the jinn. Because the jinn have free will. These humans have free will. They will choose to shed blood. وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. And to a certain extent, that pessimism, or it's expressed in a rhetorical question, was accurate. Because as we see, even in our day and time, what's happening in Palestine, the bloodshed, the want to murder women, children, being indiscriminately slaughtered by machines of war, bombs, precision-guided bombs, provided by our country. But it's not just the Zionists who engage in wanton murder. When the crisis was first developing in Palestine, around the Sheikh Jarrah region, some people who might be affiliated with Islam, they put bombs in a girls' school and murdered 85 girls, innocent. No demonstration for those girls. Very few headlines. Murdered in cold blood, evoking the question that Allah mentions in the Quran. وَإِذَا مَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. And when the girl who's been buried alive, there they were buried in the sand. Here in Gaza, they're buried in the rubble of the blown up buildings. When they're asked for what crime was she killed? بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. So this is what we see happening in our world. This is what we see happening historically. But that is not every human being. Either as victims or as perpetrators. They're a minority. They're a minority. And so when Allah said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, I know the potential of this human creature. His potential is peace. His potential is brotherhood and sisterhood. So you see, the overwhelming majority of people aren't murdering anyone. They're not killing anyone. They're not shedding blood. And many of them engage in actions to prevent such atrocities. So there's another vision for humanity. And it also involves the angels. So here the angels are questioning about placing this human creature in the earth. With قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ, to the angels. There's another vision of humanity. And that vision was demonstrated during Ramadan, when the overwhelming majority of Muslims, even those who might not be very observant in their practice, were fasting for the sake of Allah, based on the order and the commandment of Allah. So hundreds of millions of human beings fasting, hundreds of millions of human beings praying in the masajid, praying the Taraweeh prayers. Even in countries where normally Muslims, the women don't go to the masjid. Places like Turkey, all the women coming for Taraweeh, praying to their Lord, culminating with the night of power. And the masajid are filled, and people are praying and beseeching their Lord, and reading and listening to the Quran. And this great display of worship. And again, what occurs on that night? So Allah says to the angels, I'm going to create this human creature and place this creature in the earth. And the angels asked, أَتَجَلُ فِيهَا, will you place therein, مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا, one who worked corruption. But on this night, the angels are sent down. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. So the angels are sent down. And it's as if Allah is saying to them when He sends them down, you question this human creature. And you said they would shed blood, they would work corruption, but look at them now. Look at them filling up the masajid. Look at them praying to their Lord. Look at them listening to your scripture, to my scripture, the Quran, to my words. Listen to them praying unto me and beseeching me and asking me to fulfill their various needs. This is the potential of the human being. This is the potential of the human being. And our responsibility as Muslims is to bring this vision of humanity to the world. Our mission as Muslims is this vision can only be fulfilled when we submit ourselves to prophetic guidance. What is Ramadan? Ramadan is total submission to prophetic guidance. We'll refrain from eating and drinking what we normally eat and drink. Why? Because our Lord, via His Prophet, has instructed us to do so. We'll eat until a certain hour, then stop. We'll return to eating and drinking at a certain hour. Why? Because of the commandment of our Lord. This vision of humanity as a creature that's dedicating themselves to the worship of their Lord, that's dedicating themselves to a vision of peace, salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. While they're engaged in worship during this night, they're not perpetrating bloodshed. They're not working corruption in the earth. But this night has to become the day. And the one day has to become 365 days or 356 days based on the solar or lunar calendar. We have to bring this vision to humanity. We have to bring the power of prophetic guidance to humanity. It has to be reflected in us. And we have to see this as a mission. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. The humans think they're left with no purpose, just aimlessly wandering like a stray camel in the desert. This is not what humans were created for. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I've only created jinn and humans to worship me and then to instruct their fellow human beings and call their fellow human beings to worship me. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who's better in speech than one who calls to Allah, مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. So now that we've embraced this vision and we've embraced prophetic guidance as the primary motivation and in source of instruction and direction in our lives, we have to call others to it, brothers and sisters. Because Shaitan, his dupes are calling people to violence, are calling people their idea of civilian immunity, of civilians being immune from indiscriminate killing. This is a Quranic vision. We all know the verse. مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَٰلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُولُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَمُسْرِفُونَ. Prophetic guidance. For that murder, murder of the elder son of Adam, murdering his younger brother, we ordained for the children of Israel, and by extension all human beings thereafter, that whoever takes a life for other than retribution for murder, or spreading murderous corruption in the earth, brigandage that results in the death of innocent human beings, it's as if they have killed all of humanity. So Allah Ta'ala has conferred upon a single human life the sanctity of the collective being of humanity. And whoever saves a life, it's as if saved all of humanity. And we have sent our messengers with clear instruction. And even after that, you'll find many of them working, going to excesses in the earth. So the key, the prophetic guidance. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُولُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Ramadan is what? The month of Quran. شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. So what is this telling us? There's a Quranic vision, huda linnas, and a Quranic worldview that includes the sanctity of life, that includes human immunity, civilian immunity. And this is inscribed in all of our legal manuals. وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى. So there's a worldview. And as Muslims, we embrace a worldview. We see the world in a particular way. We see the relationship between human beings and the environment, between human beings and themselves in a particular way, between human beings and their Lord in a particular way. Huda linnasi wa bayyinati min al-huda. The scholar said was bayyinati min al-huda and explicating that guidance in the form of law, to have a vision. And then we have law to give structure and direction to that vision. والفرقان. And then the furqan, a criterion for distinguishing right from wrong. And then we have an ethical system, a system of morality, a system that tells us what is right and what is wrong. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس مرونة بالمعروف. You are the best of communities raised up to serve humanity. You enjoy what is right. وتنهون عن المنكر. And you forbid what is wrong. وتؤمنون بالله. And you believe in Allah. This is our ummah. We're an ummah of morality. What is shaitan? Shaitan and the vision, the satanic vision, is one stripped of any morality. We mentioned in Ramadan, shaitan, when he claims he's better than Adam, alayhi salam, he makes no moral claim. مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. What prevented you from prostrating yourself to Adam when I commanded you to do so? He said, I'm better than him. Why? Because I never tell lies? Because I serve the poor? Because I help the weak? He made no moral claim. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتُهُ مِن طِينٍ. He said he's better because of his physical composition. No moral claim. And so for the physical reasons, Satan rallies his dupes to wage war for moral reasons, no, for physical reasons. White supremacy claims to land, earth, the claims rooted in physical differences that Allah doesn't consider. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila ajsamikum, ila suwarikum, amwalikum. These physical things, wealth, physical appearance mean nothing to Allah. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. What counts with Allah? Those things that are associated with morality. He looks at your hearts and He looks at your deeds. Are your deeds right? Is your heart right? يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. We're heading for a day. No amount of physical things, mal, banoon, wealth, children, physical things are no benefit. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The only one benefited will be one who comes before Allah with a rectified heart. And this is the vision we have to bring to you, man. Or we'll go to these cycles because we're not doing our job. We see these cycles repeating themselves and repeating themselves. Something happens to serve as a pretext. A political crisis happens in Israel. The political leaders take advantage of that and bomb the Palestinians, killing 2,000, this operation, or the Iron Dome, or the Lead Fist, or the this, or the other. And then everyone gets agitated and starts protesting and demonstrating. Then there's a ceasefire. But the structure, both the strategic and the moral structure that facilitated the atrocities in the first place is left in place. And then everyone goes back to sleep, does nothing. And because we do nothing, then it happens again 5 or 6 years later. And we repeat the cycle, we get agitated, we demonstrate, we protest. Then there's a ceasefire. And the structure that facilitated the whole thing stays in place. And then we go back to sleep and we do nothing again. It's time for us as Muslims to start doing something. But something that's rooted in the unique qualities of our religion. It's time for us to present an alternative moral vision that will not allow for the massacre of human, innocent human beings. They will not allow for the justification for mass murder. They will not allow for the development of weapons of mass destruction. We have to have a strategic vision. They say, the biblical prophet said, where there is no vision, the people perish. And because we have no moral vision, no strategic vision, the people perish. If we had a strategic vision, you wouldn't see these things repeating themselves in exactly the same way. Even if they repeated themselves, it would look totally different the next time from the last time. But because there's no, and our responses would be totally different. But because there is no moral vision and there's no strategic vision, things just keep repeating themselves. And we either have to say enough is enough. And once the ceasefire is signed, that's when we really get busy. Or we just sit back and let it happen again and again and get demoralized and depressed and frustrated, thinking there's nothing we can do. If you're a Muslim, we've been given a program. We've been given a vision, but it's up to us to operationalize it. Otherwise, we'll end up like everyone else, depressed and frustrated and angry for a little while until it leaves the news cycle. Then the anger will die down and we'll go back to normal until it flares up again. This is not acceptable, brothers and sisters. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah give us taysir. May Allah bless all the Muslims everywhere. May Allah bless us to do our part to help alleviate their suffering and the hardship that they're encountering. Be they Sunnis in Palestine or Shi'i in Afghanistan, like those girls. One of the reasons no one really, really cares. Oh, they're Shi'i. So we shouldn't get too upset. They're innocent little girls who didn't do anything to anybody. We should be outraged. May Allah give us tawfiq and taysir. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين يا قوم استغفروا الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. May Allah bless us. May Allah bless our families. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to realize the great blessings we enjoy, but the importance of doing everything in our power within our circumstances to help to share those blessings and extend those blessings to others. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bless us to maintain the good habits we developed in Ramadan, to continue to read the Quran, continue to pray some prayers at night, continue to fast on Mondays or Monday and Thursday or the white days, Ayyam al-Bid, the full moon days in the middle of the month, and the other occasions that come up, Ashwar al-Awakhir min Dhul-Hijjah al-Akhiri. So the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and other occasions, Tasu'a wa Ashura, and other occasions to fast. May Allah bless us to continue to fast, continue to turn to the Quran, continue to pray. And may Allah Ta'ala bless us to continue to do our best in our various capacities to make this world a place that reflects the Quranic vision.